Town Talk Media Productions presents this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you will get information and insight of what's happening around our area, including our cities, counties, schools, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. We are the voice for West Texas. And now here's Town Talk.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Town Talk Show. This is Eric Horton, of course, and joined with us today is Jeff True. He is the general manager of Ridosa Downs Racetrack and Casino. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Eric.
So it's dry here, just like it is there, right?
Oh, my gosh. We've had a historically dry winter, and while that was good for some of our work here, it's not so good for everything else.
Right. I understand that. That's the way it is here on the South Plains. It's a pretty big, it's time to start planting and that kind of stuff. And so I know that some of the farmers are really desperate for the moisture. But
we've got a racetrack that we put down every springtime here at the racetrack. You know, the racing surface itself, we have to condition and get ready for the race meeting. And almost every racetrack I've ever been around does better after you initially lay it down with a good rain. And so
right. We
need that good rain for the racing surface. And as you mentioned, we could use a little rain in our infield and the surrounding areas to kind of beautify things. But
oh, absolutely.
We're all in the same predicament.
Yes, we are. So opening day is in about 8 days. What are some of the final preparations that you're looking at?
You know, our opening on May 25th, that's our historical opening, and we, these last two or three weeks, are doing the spit polish, if you will.
Right.
Literally right now, the folks outside are putting a new seal on our driveway. And, you know, over the winter, we did a lot of outdoor projects that, took weeks and weeks to do. So now we're down to the things that are just a couple of days. The preparations of the turf club, you know, putting nameplates on tables and things like that. All the little stuff, ordering the food products and doing the final painting and touch-up things. The last two or three weeks are about detail, where the prior 6 or 8 months have been about, you know, larger scale projects, like, again, the roof, a couple of barns, a new church, a fence, a corporate network, putting together a promotional schedule for the summer.
Yeah.
All those big items that take weeks, you know, you got to do a lot of fore planning, and I can walk around the building right now and find a half-day project that needs to be done before the 25th. But
yeah,
that's the stage we're in now and really anticipating that big opening weekend.
Absolutely. Before we get into a lot of the schedule and stuff of the whole season, this season obviously looks a lot different than last year due to the sale of the racetrack. Talk to us about the sale of the racetrack and if you know any of the ins and outs of all that.
So the racetrack was sold from D. Hubbard and Hubbard Enterprises, who had owned it for about 30 years, to a new group called All American Ruidoso Downs LLC.
Okay.
And this is a partnership of four men who have been in the racing business for, you know, anywhere from 40 years to, you know, to 5 or 10 years. I mean, one of the gentlemen is named John Andrini, and he's a guy that's 92 years old.
Wow.
And has been in the racing business, horse business, for literally decades. He's a California guy. And then one of the newer members in the racing business who's had ranches and what have you for a while is named Stan Sigmund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys, in addition to Johnny Trotter, who's from West Texas, from Hereford,
right?
As Stan Sigmund is, and the fourth gentleman, Narciso Flores, Chicho Flores, we call him. That's mm-hmm. his nickname.
Yeah,
Chicho's a drywall contractor from Houston.
Oh, wow!
All four of these guys now own ranches, breed horses, race horses, buy and sell at yearling sales. They're all very active in the business, all independent, very successful businessmen, and they got into this transaction because they wanted to see Ruidoso Downs rejuvenated and restored to maybe its previous glory. Not that, you know, there was a big downturn for what Ruidoso Downs has been doing the last several years, but there was a need, I think, in the Hubbard Enterprises perspective, as well as some others in the business, that maybe it was time to change.
Right.
That it was
right.
time to let someone else come and run this thing. And when I had conversations with Mr. Hubbard, that's kind of what he said. You know, hey, I had 30 years. Let's move on. Let somebody else have a chance to do what they want with the racetrack. And so when I learned about the sale last summer and heard about the gentlemen who were involved in the sale and how amicable the transition appeared to be, and they made me an offer, it was an opportunity for me to get involved in something that's somewhat historic.
Right.
You know, when a facility like this has been under the same ownership for 30 plus years and then it changes, it's a big shift in the lives of the employees at the racetrack, the professional enterprises of all the trainers and owners and jockeys that participate here. And there's so much history surrounding Ruidoso Downs. I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And fortunately we were, you know, they called on me and I was in a position where I could respond. And we, again, closed the deal in October and have been furiously working on this place since then.
The only folks I really know about the owners is Stan Sigman and Johnny Trotter. Of course, them being from the West Texas area out here, and of course Stan Sigman, Mr. AT&T.
Yeah, Stan has a very interesting career. He's from Hereford, as you mentioned, and got involved in AT&T and was on the forefront of the mobile explosion, if you will, in cellular technology, and he and Steve Jobs put the iPhone deal together. If you recall, when the iPhone
right.
first came out from Apple, it was only available on AT&T. Well, that was Steve Jobs and Stan Sigman that did that deal. And, you know, when Stan tells the story, he said that, you know, Steve called him one day and said, hey, can you come over and let's meet and talk about this new development that I'm working on? And Stan was like, yeah, when you want to get together? And Steve was like, well, how about tomorrow afternoon? So they got together in New York and spent two or three days together and hammered out the deal. And Stan tells me, you know, it was the best deal and the worst deal I ever did. The best because, you know, it was Apple and we all know what that company has done. But it was the worst deal because he only did it for, I think, 3 years. You know, Steve wanted to do it for a longer-term exclusive deal.
Right.
And Stan didn't want to do it exclusively for that much longer. And so, you know, we all know the rest of that story, but it's quite interesting. And Stan has become sort of the chairman of the four-man group. I deal mostly with Stan on company business, and most of those owners, while they're all very interested and active and open-minded, and we have a great relationship, I think, between the five of us, but Stan is the sort of designated chairman. And then you mentioned Johnny Trotter, who was raised in West Texas. Both he and Mr. Sigman are from Hereford, and Johnny is former AQHA president, American Quarter Horse Association president. He runs a giant feed yard in that area, you know, Bargee feed yards. He's got champion horses. He's won major races. He's in a lot of halls of fame.
Right.
He's a roper, you know, and he's one of the hardest working guys I know. I mean,
yeah.
Literally, you know, 6 or 7 days a week, he's always got something going. When we've had a few social events, just the five or six of us and some wives, and he oftentimes will spend 15 or 20 or maybe half 30 minutes doing work in the middle of those social events. So he's very focused. He's very, some might say intense, but I've really grown to like him.
Right.
The other two gentlemen, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm just agreeing with you, yeah.
So the other two gentlemen, John Andrini, is a guy from Northern California. He's actually born in Los Angeles, but after he came back from World War II, I believe he served in the Navy, he started an insurance company. And it is now one of the largest insurance companies in America, independent insurance companies in America. He owns a ranch in Northern California. He's got a few thousand acres of Napa Valley grapes. He's got some very nice horses, buys great mares and breeds and races all over the country and literally all over the world. He's, you know, this past March, he went down to Brazil to see some racing and visit some friends. I think he's got some horse deals down there. But I found John to be an absolute prince of a guy, runs a great organization, and he's just very magnanimous and fun to be around. He's really an old-school guy, but brings a lot to the partnership in terms of integrity and honesty and his example of leadership throughout his company, and all the people that know him love him. And, you know, he's 92 years young and still buying yearlings and breeding mares. So.
They don't make them like that anymore, do they?
Well.
So, since the sale, has anything new been implemented, and has there been any major changes to the track and the casino?
Well, let me mention finally the fourth member of the group, and his name is Narciso Flores. Chicho Flores was formerly a field worker, a migrant field worker in California picking vegetables.
Oh, wow.
And he started later as a – he started into the construction business, moved himself to Houston. At what point in his life, I'm not certain. But now he owns the largest drywall contracting company in America, based in Houston. He has more than 100 crews that install drywall. He sells drywall products and equipment and supplies. And if you recall what happened in Houston recently,
yes.
He got even busier.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
So, you know, Chicho is really a self-made guy and a great guy. Has a ranch in Leadbetter and breeds and races. And he's, again, he's got a family business. He and his sons run this giant organization in South Texas, and he operates all over the country. But to your question, the things that we have done here at Ruidoso Downs for 2018 were really focused by the will of the partnership group. We're really focused on integrity of racing. There's been some challenges recently, and candidly, for a couple of decades, racing has been challenged by people who would do things against the rules, who would manipulate the rules, who would use drugs, use bad practices, become, you know, on the other side of the law in some cases.
Right.
And that turned off a lot of people. And the owners of the racetrack, this partnership group, recognized those challenges and said, look, we want to get involved in Ruidoso Downs. We want to clean up the act. We want to put quarter horse racing, indeed all of horse racing, back on the right track. And we took a couple of steps with respect to our ability to exclude those people that would do things that would harm the sport.
Yeah.
We took a step to exclude them. We've taken great steps with the New Mexico Racing Commission to enforce more drug testing. Indeed, last year they started out-of-competition testing, which means the state investigators and state lab techs, under direction of the executive director, can go into a barn area, which is a secure area. Everyone inside that area is supposed to be licensed. They'll go into that area, go into a barn, select horses at random, or select horses specifically for out-of-competition testing. And that's something that hasn't happened much in horse racing over the last couple of decades. It's now becoming a more common practice. If you think about the competition around the Olympics and the level of testing, the level of scrutiny and oversight that the athletes themselves are subjected to, we're putting those practices in place here in New Mexico, specifically here at Ruidoso Downs, and we believe that's going to help the sport. It's optimistic that there's a level playing field at Ruidoso Downs. It gives the horse players and fans a better feeling about what's going on the racetrack in terms of a fair playing field. All the horses have an equal shot. Everyone's under the same scrutiny and level of investigative pressure. And so it makes everybody more comfortable with the racing that we have going on. And so with that side of the business sort of being addressed initially, we then looked at what is the business model? What's the business here at the racetrack? We have three primary enterprises here at Ruidoso. And the first one, obviously, is horse racing. We run a mixed meet, meaning it's thoroughbred and quarter horse racing. We run the best quarter horses in the world, the Quarter Horse Triple Crown. That Triple Crown, we've added bonus money to. So a horse that wins the Rainbow, the Ruidoso, and the All-American Futurities will pay a $2 million bonus. It's a Triple Crown bonus. And then, unprecedented, we have offered a bonus for the three-year-old quarter horses for the same series, the Ruidoso, Rainbow, and All-American Derbies. Futurities for two-year-old, Derby is for three-year-olds. The three-year-old Derby races will pay $1 million to a horse that can win those three Derbies. So we've re-energized the racing program, given new incentives to the owners that run horses in these races. Plus, we put together a new promotional schedule. Mm-hmm. And so the business is on a growth path from within. The second enterprise that we have here is the casino. Most of the casinos that are at racetracks we call racinos. So we've got 300 slot machines on the casino floor here at the Billy the Kid Casino. We put seven figures into that building.
Wow.
100 new slot machines on the casino floor. Those 100 new machines are some of the latest and greatest from Aristocrat, Bally's, Ainsworth, IGT. These are new machines that people love to play in other locations, and we've now put 30% new machines on the Billy the Kid floor. We think that'll help energize that business and help put it on a growth path, because what happens in the casino directly impacts what happens on the racetrack.
Sure.
Because the purses that these horses run for come from money generated in that casino.
Absolutely.
And then the third piece of business that is here at Ruidoso Downs is the Ruidoso Select Yearling Sale. We sell about 500 quarter horse yearling prospects every Labor Day weekend for about $20 million total. That's about 40,000 average. A lot of the horses that come from that race, that horse race sale, wind up on the racetrack here the following year running for these big purses that we just talked about. So all three of these enterprises work together. The owners and breeders that participate in the sale also participate in the racing. The racing fans enjoy racing and casino, and all these things combine to generate in New Mexico with the other racetracks more than $500 million in economic impact annually and support more than 15,000 jobs. I mean, we hire 500 people a year here at Ruidoso Downs. Each of the other racetracks do similar or more. And, you know, the horse racing business has a lot of different facets, and we, the All-American Ruidoso Downs LLC partnership, are looking to energize Ruidoso Downs for the benefit of everybody in West Texas and New Mexico.
There you go. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit about the schedule this track season, because it looks like it's a pretty busy one and a good one. And so with that, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
When you leave this life, how will you be remembered? The legacy you leave will not be measured in dollars and cents or by years lived, but rather by what you accomplished with your life. The measure of our life is not its duration, but its donation. We are here to help your family when you lose a family member. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Go by Terry County Tractor, 1203 Seagraves Road in Brownfield. Call 806-637-4569.
Lenegar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Lenegar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home, with our main office in Tahoka and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Lenegar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. Again, this is Eric Horton, and today we're visiting with Jeff True. He is the general manager of Ruidosa Downs Track and Casino. Again, thank you for being with us today, Jeff. You've talked a lot about the new change in ownership, the sale of the racetrack. A lot of the, of course, the biggest change was really the integrity of the racing system going in to this new year. Let's take a look now at some of the schedule that is coming up this year. We have, of course, Memorial Day weekend is the opening weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
So our traditional dates are Memorial Weekend to Labor Day Weekend, and over the last several years there have been there's been a lot of talk about horse population and how many horses per race, and you know, what's the best thing, what's the best mix of promotions and racing to make Ruidosa Downs a success. And last year the previous ownership discontinued Monday racing as of July 1st. And so looking at our season, which opens May 25th, that Friday, we have now kind of zeroed in on 15 weeks of live racing. The first weekend will be 4 days, including that Memorial Day Monday. The last weekend will be 4 days, including Labor Day Monday. All the other 13 weeks will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday racing with a 1 p.m. post. But kicking off the opening weekend, we put together a direct mail piece. We put together a promotional plan that includes a t-shirt giveaway, a car giveaway in the casino, mm-hmm. a Red Steagall concert on Sunday night, a salute to the flag on Monday, again with Red Steagall. We're going to have the big giant flag out on the racetrack on Monday with Red doing his stand for the flag and kneel to pray, mm-hmm. salute. You know, there's going to be some new products here at the racetrack in terms of wagering products and betting promotions. But I think when I look at the course of the summer, we put a lot of our promotional dollars towards the front end.
Right.
Right. Our marquee race is the All-American Futurity. It's the richest two-year-old race in America at $3 million. But it's at the very last day of the meet. So while we do want to talk about the All-American and our meet all culminates on that Labor Day weekend, kicking it off the right way on opening weekend is very important to us. And so looking from opening day to Red Steagall and the flag and the promotion that we're doing, we look to the second weekend, which is Red Raider weekend.
Yes.
And I think some of your listeners might be excited about that. Red Raider weekend.
Very much
is,
so.
You know, it's really a hats off, a tip of the hat, if you will, to all of our friends from West Texas that come up and join us here in the cool pines in the summer.
Right. And of course, I have to brag a little bit on Brownfield because we consider ourselves the gateway to the playground of the Southwest. And so we see a lot of traffic through here, and we try to try to get money also here community-wide off that traffic. But keep going ahead there about this weekend with Texas Tech.
So the Red Raider weekend is going to include the masked rider who will be leading the post parade during that weekend, and mm-hmm. We were just able to announce that this past week, that the Masked Rider has committed to come. But one of the most exciting things we're doing that weekend is Flatland Cavalry, who is a very popular West Texas, Eastern New Mexico band. They'll be playing right here live in front of the grandstand at 8 p.m. that evening. So it's a concert under the stars with a very popular band. And we're having the Texas Tech Alumni Association invite all of their members, and we've got special ticket pricing available for those groups, and it should be a really fun weekend.
Yeah, I may end up being there. So
yeah,
personally,
I hope you are.
So I know that
we'll have space for you.
Yeah, we're Texas Tech folks, so on that end, I want to go back a little bit to talking about Red Steagall. Like you said, he's going to be performing on Sunday, I believe it's the 27th, is that correct, of May?
Yeah, Red will play a benefit concert for the All-American Ruidoso Downs Foundation over in our sale facility, in the auditorium of the sale facility on Sunday night starting at 7 p.m. It's a small venue. It's going to be very intimate. We're going to have a nice cocktail hour and hors d'oeuvres before the concert begins. And Red is a very good friend of Johnny Trotter's and of Stan Sigmund's. And I've gotten to know Red a bit. He's a great guy, and he loves horse racing. And he's doing this, you know, for these partners. He wanted to do something for Ruidoso Downs and this new partnership. And we, you know, we love what he does in the way of saluting the flag and saluting America. And he's one of those guys, you know, that he's iconic in his own way and represents a lot of the values that we like to represent here at Ruidoso. You know, God and country and saluting all those things that made this country as great as it is.
Absolutely. And that All-American Ruidoso Downs Foundation, what does it actually support? Is it for the American Quarter Horse Association of any kind, or is it go to different projects?
This foundation does a couple of things. Historically, the D. Hubbard organization had a foundation that was associated with the Museum of the American West.
Okay.
You know, it's now called the Hubbard Museum of the American West. And that foundation was kind of a spin-off from that museum. There is a Ruidoso Horse Racing Hall of Fame here at the racetrack. We have a display area, a bit of a museum ourselves that talks about a lot of the history of horse racing here at Ruidoso and indeed in all of the Southwest. It's not just horses that raced at Ruidoso, but great quarter horses that have come through. And so the foundation supports both the museum as well as has an educational outlet. The foundation will offer scholarships to community folks, to horse racing kids, to people that want to go further their education. We've got several kids in the past that have come through scholarship organizations here, and they've worked on the backside, or they've worked in the concession stand, or worked in the paddock, or somewhere here on the racetrack, gone to school on a foundation scholarship, and then going on to their careers. Some of them have even come back to work here with us. So that foundation supports both the history, the preservation of that history and those traditions, as well as looking towards the future and investing in our young folks.
Wow, that's good. That's really, really good. Well, Jeff, this is going to end today's Town Talk show. I know that, my goodness, there's a whole lot more I know that we would love to talk about. I know I would love to talk about. But one thing for sure is that we are going to, this will be put up on our website after we're done here, and we're looking forward to seeing what's going to be happening this new season down there, or up there, over there, actually, I guess it would be called. One thing I do want to say right fast, I know that I would like to thank our sponsors here today on the Town Talk show. Of course, Rattle Funeral Home, McDonald's, Terry County Tractor, where you get a lot of your Kubotas, Rescue Plumbing, and Lintergar Electric. And then, of course, I'm going to mention y'all's partners as well, Sierra Blanca Motors, Ride TV, K-Bob Steakhouse, which I think they need more of around here, and Santa Fe Furniture and Gifts, Citibank, which actually started out of Lubbock, And so we appreciate all these sponsors and partners with all this. And good luck this season, Jeff. I know we should be at least going to one or two of these events. We're excited about that. It's only a hop, skip, and a jump for us anyway from Brownfield.
Well, thank you very much for the time, Eric. Folks that want to know more about the season can go to raceruidoso.com, RaceRuidoso.com. And there's a very cool interactive calendar there, and all the information about ticketing for the Red Steagall and Flatland Cavalry events coming up. And we appreciate you. Don't forget giving that car away from Sierra Blanca Motors on opening weekend there at Billy the Kid Casino.
Yes, it's going to be a Jeep Compass, and they're redesigned also. Those are nice vehicles. So,
yeah, it's parked right out there on the highway in front. It's a pretty cool Jeep.
Good. That's good. All right. Again, we appreciate it. Again, this will be up on our website with all the information that Jeff has given us. So, everybody, y'all have a blessed day. And, Jeff, God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Town Talk Show. You can find today's show on towntalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Town Talk Radio. This has been a Town Talk Media production. We are the voice of West Texas.